These are not the halls of the dead, and you are certainly not Anubis. And my heart beats. I hear my own breath. My pussy throbs with heat. I am very much alive. I told the girls to bring me an asp. Its bite is the deadliest poison in Egypt, but I don't remember the bite. I just remember falling into slumber. And here I awake, on your floor, by this tall mirror at the end of the hall with curtained windows. Where am I? Your palace? This is definitely not an Egyptian palace, and you are no Roman, but you are a man. Here I will rise gracefully to my feet, lithe and feminine in my gown, and step near. Near enough for you to enjoy the lift and fall of my breasts as I breathe. I'll place my small, soft hands on your chest. Such a strong chest. Now, tell me, my handsome young abductor, who are you? And how did you bring me here? My magic, through that mirror, across centuries of time. You are a worker of the dark arts. And I, Cleopatra, last pharaoh of Egypt, queen of the Nile, am I your captive? Brought here out of another year to quiver in your arms. Caesar took me captive once. I wanted him to. He offered me an empire. What are you offering, sorcerer? Your arms are strong, capturing me to your chest. Oh, is that the game we're playing? My captor, is there nothing I can do to persuade you to returning me to Egypt? What if I slip this gown off one shoulder, then the other, and let you drink at the swell of my breasts? I might let it slip further. There it goes. Leaving my breasts naked and soft, available to your touch. So you do desire me. I thought so. Oh, your hands are warm, so I know you are not dead either. Feel my soft breath against your throat. And just watch my breasts. You harden sweetly against my thigh. Will you return me to my dying kingdom, Dark Wizard? No! You're going to take me by my arm and pull me with you down this hall instead. Where are you taking me? Come with you and see. Well, since one of my arms is free, I'll just tug this skirt loose and shimmy out of it as we walk. There. Easy to step free of it. I'll just leave my garments behind on your floor and walk beside you naked as the Nile. Do you like how my breasts move as I walk? The flash of my thighs. Men have fought and died for the right to press their lips between my thighs. Oh, this hall ends in a door. Is this your bedchamber on the other side, then? Wait. Don't unlatch the door yet. lean against it and pull me close. There. Feel my soft body pressed to you. Every inch of me, I am warm and wet. My fingers explore this magnificent chest of yours. My lips brush your neck. You have a queen naked in your arms. I asked if there was anything I could do to be returned to the desert, but maybe I don't want to return. I might find your bite sexier than the asps. Feel my fingers trace a journey down your body under your robe. There we are. Oh, what a nice, lovely cock. Let me just curl my fingers around it, gentle and soft while we talk. I like your mouth. A man who can tear a queen across time. You have wild magic. We would carve out such an empire together, resurrect the glory of mighty Egypt like a mummy from its tomb. Oh, we'd tower over every empire of the world. You could be Caesar. You would receive tribute from gods and kings, and I would be your empress. Choose me for your bed out of all of history. I, Cleopatra, be my Caesar, and I will be wetter than the Nile for you. Oh, I'll bite your ear. Claim me, sorcerer. Take me to your bed and fuck me.
Oh, you're back.
What?
I've been so frightened, left alone, my wrists tied, soft and squirming and naked in your bed.
You've called others from your mirror? I wasn't your first.
Please don't be angry. I'm Helen of Troy.
Then you're 11 centuries old and dead.
I don't know what happened. I was on my bed, waiting for my Paris to return from battle. My breasts and thighs oiled and ready for his pleasure. A flask of oil already at my hand to soothe the aches from his shoulders. My pussy soft and wet and ready to soothe the cares from his cock. And then I felt so sleepy. And I woke here, by a mirror. And then you came, sorcerer, and dragged me in here and threw me to your bed. And here I've waited, holding my tight wrists between my breasts and trembling, terrified of what you might intend for me. This has to stop happening to me. If I keep getting abducted by powerful, lusty men, who knows how many wars will start?
Well, you may have wanted that trembly little thing, but now you have Cleopatra of Egypt.
But I'm the most beautiful woman who has ever lived.
Beauty is one thing. Skill is another. Sorcerer, I swear to you on the Nile, I know arts that will make your toes curl and leave you spasming for days. Send this hussy home and let us fool this castle by day and cavort in your bed by night.
Yes, please send me home to my love, my Paris. He needs me. In this war, he needs the comfort only my soft thighs and gentle kisses can give. Send me home to him, please.
Are you serious? You want me to wait by this door like a handmaiden while you stride over to that bed like a warrior and have a little talk with your Helen? Is that so? Fine. You should be quick, wizard, or your captive, Cleopatra, may just walk proud and naked all the way down the hall and step back through your mirror. What? You don't think I can? No, I don't know magic. But your mirror can't be too hard to figure out. You achieved it.
You tower over me. Your hands are so strong on my arms. My breasts are heaving. Oh, sorcerer, earlier you rushed out of here so fast to return to your mirror. But the way you tied me, the way you kissed me, plundering my mouth with yours after you thrust me to your bed. Oh, there must be something you want. Some way I might please you. Enough that you would be merciful and send me home. Would you like to kiss me again? I won't resist you this time. I will give you the sweetest kisses. My mouth opening for your tongue, soft and wet. Kiss me. You hold my breasts in your hands. I am Helen. There have never been breasts like these. Lush and full. Feel their soft weight in your hands. Kingdoms have burned for the right to possess me. My father was a god. Divine blood pulses in my veins, and I am more sensitive to touch than any other woman. Oh, yes. Rub your thumbs over my nipples. Paris crossed the wine dark sea to take me, to thrust himself inside me and hold me panting in his arms. Sorcerer, you crossed oceans of time to kidnap me. Look, I open my thighs for you. Behold my beauty. The blossom between my thighs swells and aches for your touch. Warm honey drips down my legs at the thought of you inside of me. Oh, touch my thighs. Touch me. Oh, you have Helen of Troy tied and stripped naked and breathless in your bed. Will you take her? I will give you anything you desire. Oh, everything you crave from the most sensual, luscious woman who has ever loved. If only you return me to my love when you've finished with me. Oh, please, take such delight in my body tonight. Plunder me. Ravish me until I am sweaty and soaked, until you are so satisfied, until your bed smells like my wet heat for years to come. Then, send me back to Troy. Do this, and I will be yours for one night. Willing, eagerly yours. Surrendered and wet. Oh, do it. Oh, do it. Yes, climb on top of me. Put your cock in me.
Oh, monsieur, is this your palace? It is très bon, so beautiful. And the windows all along the hall from the mirror to your door? I pulled the curtains. I saw. We're in a palace finer than my sweet King Louis. A palace in the clouds.
What madwoman have you called from your mirror, wizard?
My name is Jeanne Antoinette Poisson, and I do not suffer any moon madness. It's very clear to me why I'm here, and in this state of undress, my creamy bosom half unlaced. Plucked from my boudoir as you would pluck a ripe apricot from a tree to bite into its succulence and let its juices run down your chin. There's only one reason a man summons Madame de Pompadour to his bedchamber, be it by a gilded carriage or by some dark spell. It is not for my skill at conversation, nor for my art. It was you, was it not, Monsieur, who sent for me? Though I see you have the company of Alt's femmes treasurer, so, how may the mistress of the King of France be of service to you, Monsieur, in your palace in the clouds?
In the clouds? Do you think we're children? What is this prattle?
Monsieur, you have a window by that bed where your pretty courtesan lies on satin sheets with her wrists tied and her thighs spread open like a promise. Draw the curtains and show them, Monsieur. Show them your secret, so I will not be slandered as a mad woman.
What? What is this? What wild magic?
Ladies, we stand in a city in the clouds. That expanse of blue is no lake on a marquis's estate, but the blue ocean of the sky. Those snow-capped mountains in the distance, whatever Alps those are, we are not looking up at them. If one of us should be so fortunate as to make love today to the young monsieur on his bed, only the eagles will peek in at us.
Is this Olympus? Are you... Oh my gods, are you Zeus? But that would make you my father.
He isn't Zeus, little girl. Not nearly.
You're handsome as Zeus, though. Is that what you are? Are you some daring young god who's whisked me away, stolen me from the King of France himself? How long have you admired my beauty, monsieur? Come closer, admire it fully.
Wait, don't go to her. Oh, do not forget our bargain, please. My kisses and my soft thighs and the sweet kiss of my flower around your cock. It's all for you. Only you send me home. Oh, please, wait. Don't leave me tied to this bed. Please come back.
Welcome, monsieur. Here, put your hands on my hips. Pull me close. Yes. You have a scholar's hands, but you are strong, like my Louis. I want to get back to him. It is his heart I want. I know what offer that luscious little Greek girl made you. I can make you one better. She is very, very pretty, but she is a toy for primitives, for savage warriors of another age. I have seduced and won the king of the greatest civilization there has ever been. And I did it with a kiss. Oh, would you like a kiss? I promise you, monsieur, one kiss, un baiser petit, from Madame de Pompadour, will satisfy you far more than Helen's soft pussy. How can that be, you ask? I will show you. It's all about where you kiss. I am on my knees and unfastening your garments. Oh, that is a beautiful cock. It likes my soft hands. It is hardening for me. Here, see me gazing up at you with my bosom unlaced and heaving, my eyes soft as the dawn adoring you. And my lips full red as roses and open. So open for your cock, oui, monsieur. If I give you a kiss, oui, if I give your cock a long sensual kiss, will you send me back to my king? Oui. Merde. Oh, your cock is magnificent, monsieur. After I depart, I know your two courtesans will worship this cock.
I am no man's courtesan, but a queen.
I am better than a queen because I have not only a king's bed, I have his heart. Put your cock back in my mouth, monsieur. I will caress your balls with my fingers, and I will give you such pleasure as you've never dreamed. Not though your dreams are filled with wizardry and witchcraft and the quivering soft thighs of damsels from Troy. I promise you, you have never experienced what I will give you. Let me please you.
Tame her if you will, then send her home as she asked. Why would I care? It isn't your heart I want, Sorcerer King, but your cock and this castle in the clouds and all the land spread beneath us waiting to be tamed.
Tame me, monsieur. Take my mouth and tame me.
A lovely cook. Oh, monsieur, please give me your pleasure. Pour the hot and sticky into my mouth. I will swallow your seed. Everything you give. Please, monsieur. Release it in my mouth.
Why am I here? These clouds, these naked angels. Is this a vision?
Oh, it most certainly is.
You're clad in armor with a blade at your hip. But your hair, your breasts. You are not a man raiding the seacoasts for loot and livestock and slave girls. You're a girl. How can that be?
I am Joan, and too long have men raided our coasts for loot and livestock and French wives. I will see every one of those English wolves back in their own land or drowned in our channel. Monsieur, I stand in a castle in the clouds. You must be a messenger of heaven. I drop to one knee. Tell me, what must I do to save my France?
You cannot be Joan of Arc. You have been dead a long time.
Or you haven't been born. I know the little golden-haired bondage kitten on the bed, but I don't know either of you.
Time is different in dreams and visions. Dream Lord, emissary of heaven, with your manhood hard and naked, with a drop glistening on its tip. And that angelic woman kneeling with her hands caressing your thighs, speak to me. I am terribly afraid. It has not gone well for us. What must I do? Undress. And take off my armor. for I stand in the holy castle and none but the angels may bear arms here. Oui, monsieur, as I must. I am unclothed, monsieur. What you see, I have shown no mortal man, though I cover myself, blushing, an arm across my breasts, a hand between my thighs.
You don't have to cover yourself, young girl. You have nothing to be ashamed of.
You are beautifully shaped, not as lush and full as moi, but you are high-breasted and sweet.
Put down your hands, little sister. Let us see.
As I must.
Oh, you are lovely.
Such chaste, pale beauty. You could easily be one of my handmaidens.
I am a handmaiden to France. I have lived only 19 years, but the things I have seen... Oh, I must get back. My people need me. I must wake from this vision with some message. Monsieur, will you fill me with a message? Please. I am ready to be filled. You will? But you must give it to me using the language of visions? Thrusting your message into my body? I have heard of such visions as that, though usually it is an incubus or foul creature of the dark, and not a heavenly lord in the high clouds. Who offers it? Yet, I can bear it. For France. Oh, you've taken hold of me. Lay me back on these carpets covering your floor. I tremble, monsieur. I'm scared. I have never done it. Thrust it into me, monsieur. Do what you must. The English desire that I burn at the stake. I would rather choose to be impaled upon your stake, monsieur. I'll open my legs. For France.
Wait.
If this is to happen, make it happen. Each moment I wait is a torture.
I said wait. If we're going to do this, we will do it right, girls. We each have something we desire of this man, and he plainly desires a harem. So let us act for this hour as sisters. Joan, on your feet. You have a blade. Cut Helen's wrist free of that rope. She'll need her hands for this. Madame de Pompadour. Our captor is so aroused. His thighs are shaking. I doubt he can even walk. Help him to the bed. Come, girls. We have a man to seduce. A wizard to conquer. A cock to delight.
Here, monsieur. Here is your bed. The sheets are satin and almost as soft as me. Lie back. Lie back.
Hold out your wrists, sister.
You won't cut me?
Never.
Here.
Your hands are free. Use them for good, and for God, and for France.
You freed me. No, let me throw my arms around your neck and press myself, quivering to your body. Oh, Joan, thank you. Thank you. Oh, your mouth is so sweet. Oh, thank you for cutting my bonds. I was so frightened. I thought I'd be tied up forever.
This vision has me blushing so hot. I burn.
Even as I do.
Well, sorcerer, we are going to make all of your dreams come true. You lie right there. Your cock standing up like a winter pine. Bigger than Mark Antony's.
I think I will lie with you, monsieur. Pressed to your side, my bosom soft and squished against your chest. My pussy wet against your thigh.
I'll press myself to your other side, my captor. I will show you. You don't need to tie me up. Here, let me take your hand in mine. My fingers are so small and soft. I'm going to put your hand somewhere else small and soft. Right there. Between my thighs. Oh, feel the soft golden down. My moist petals. The warm, wet kiss of my opening at your fingertip. Open me. Oh, yes. Yes.
You're not bad at that. And you do have two hands, monsieur. Here, I will lift my skirts above my waist. You may touch my garden. That's it. Wee, oui, right there. Wee, wee, wee. Three fingers. That's more than I was prepared for. Wee, oui, wee. Oui. I will grind on your hand, monsieur. Oh, monsieur, monsieur.
I drip molten heat watching you two.
Melt.
This vision is too much. I fear I will see all of this again when I lie in my bedding with my eyes closed, my virginal thighs pressed tight together, and my body will burn and burn remembering.
Wow. While they make your hands slick with their warm honey wizard, you can watch me as I walk from the door to your bed. The sway of my head. My hands sliding down my body. And back up to caress and squeeze my breasts. My Caesar, these full Egyptian tits will be yours to enjoy. Spread his legs for me, girl. That's good. So good. I'm going to crawl like a cat to the bed between your legs. Every goddess is a cat. Every woman is a goddess. That's what makes your mirror so dangerous to you, sorcerer. You think that you're going to summon kittens and courtesans. But you... you get panthers. And goddesses. You get me. My tongue curls so warmly around your balls. That's it. Moan for me. We're going to ride you until you splatter this bedchamber with a fountain of seed. Joan, he will give you his message with his lips, the way a man's supposed to. But a courier must have her fee. Yours is an orgasm, or several, I don't care. Bring your soft thighs to his face. Sorcerer, you may whisper whatever message you like from your lips to hers, and... seal the message with a kiss.
Like this, Your Majesty?
Oh. Please her, my Caesar. While I tease this hard cock with my fingernails. How you twitch. Oh, sorcerer, we are going to make you crawl.
Your mouth on me? What?
Pompadour.
We.
You have some art.
Quite a bit of it, Vermont.
Good. I have him so ready for you. Take his cock inside of you, sister. Milk it. Squeeze it. Grip it. I want him begging to come.
Oui. Prends-moi, monsieur. I'm going to climb on top of you. Please take your hand from between my thighs. Oh, and place it on my bosom. Oh, oui. Feel my heartbeat beneath your palm. And the swell of my breast warm under your fingers. My skirt settles over your hips like a blanket. And my shirt is so wet. So wet. Oh, feel it soft against your cock.
And I will slip it in. Soft and warm beside you, my Caesar. And whisper in your ear while Joan rides your face and Madame sits on your cock. I want you to fuck her. I want you to fuck her so hard. Show me what I have to look forward to. Show me why I need your cock. Show me why you are worthy of a queen of Egypt. Fuck her.
Oh, oui, monsieur, monsieur. Oh, your cock is so weak.
You probably enchanted him. Take him all, sister.
Squeeze my best, monsieur. So squeeze your cock. Oh, you're so hot, so hot. Feel my shirt wet and tight. I'm going to swell my hips, monsieur. Hold my breast while your other hand pleasures that little Greek girl. Hold on to my breast. You're going to need something to hold on to, I promise.
How you lick me? What is this for? How you burn me? No English state could burn me so. Oh, monsieur. Let me. Let me.
And I will lick and kiss at your ear, rubbing myself on you like a cat. So wet. So wet. Beautiful. Hard sorcerer. Well, women, you've kidnapped from the seas of time are rubbing themselves on you hot and wet, pleasing you with arm and mouth.
With hands. Oh, with those hot pussies.
You are giving me heaven. Heaven.
So hot and slick against your hand. Oh, my captor, don't forget what you've promised. Oh, your fingers feel so good in me, so good. Oh, let me kiss you. Will you finger me?
I'm going to make you try, monsieur. Rock your hips for me. Pump that cock in me. I'm so tight. I'm so tight.
Oh, you vigorous man. Off him now, Madame Pompadour. It's Helen's turn.
No, no, no. Let me have this cook. It is wonderful. I cannot bear to be parted from it until it is finished in me.
Please, please. I have a mother to went back to. Oh, please let me.
No, my girl. For the love of the heart. I will give up this cock for that. I'll lift myself off your cock, monsieur. Oh, oh. I am dripping over your cock here. I will snuggle in beside you and get my hand beneath your ass. I will rip beneath your ass. Will you lift your hips and rest your cock? Feel my fingers, they are strong.
Enjoy him, Helen.
I've never ridden a man. Menelaus liked to take me from behind like one of the bitches, and Paris preferred to cover me with his body, and hold my face in his hands and slide himself into me so tenderly, like he was coming home. I've never ridden a man on top like this. What do I do?
Sorcerer, I will hold your cock for her. Slide down on him, Helen. The rest will come by instinct.
Oh, your tip is right there, up against my tight heat. Oh, my captor, oh, my captor. You're going to hurt me so, like, I...
Didn't they teach you anything in ancient Greece, ma petite? Roll into your hips like you're dancing. You're not bouncing on a ball, you're dancing. And he is a good dancer. Dance on his cock.
Oh, it's throbbing me when I do that. Oh, when I swirl my hips.
That's a good girl.
My thighs are shaking. My thighs. I can't.
Oh, monsieur, the scent of her, the taste of her. Feel her juices cover your lips and chin as she comes. Like the sweetest fruit you have bitten into. Almost as sweet as mine. Drink her juices. My Marquis of the Clowns, drink her.
The little virgin has lost the ability to speak. You've turned her from a good girl into a quivering, wet little animal, you proud sorcerer.
Oh, I am soaked as an animal, too. Oh, you fill me too full. Oh, I will do a thing for you, my captor. Oh, my Paris loves it. Only send me back to him when I have finished. Oh, send me back to my love. Oh, please. Oh, God. Oh, I will clench down on your cock like this. Oh, and grip. And release. And grip and release. I'm milking your cock.
Helen of Troy just came on your cock.
Oh, I did.
Isn't she a vision? Her golden hair sweaty across her face. Her tits heaving. Her body flushed. And her soft, soft pussy stuffed full of your cock.
Oh, you ravished me.
You made me come with your mouth, monsieur. Oh, I crave so much more. How is that possible?
Off him, Helen, dear. It's Joan's turn.
I can't move. My thighs quiver so.
Come here, Helen. I've got you.
Oh.
Here. I will gather you in my arms and kiss you. Caress your hair and calm you down, sweet Helen. While he enjoys the virgin.
So sweet and soft on my breasts.
Open your legs, Helen. I want to feel how wet my sorcerer made you.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh.
Monsieur, I will straddle you as I do my war horse. Only my war horse has never deflowered me. I must be scared.
Oh, don't be. This cock is wonderful.
I am brave. I must do this for France. As I must, I must. I am. Oh. I'm rubbing myself along the swollen shaft of your cock, monsieur.
Oh, monsieur, her little shaft has never been penetrated. You will be her first. You will open her. Doesn't that make you so, so hard? Get your hands on her, monsieur. And kiss me, monsieur, while you enjoy her. I want to taste you on her.
Oh, I feel it. Your heart's stake. I need only slide myself down on it. Oh, no, 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 no. I will do this. I will do this. Fill me, monsieur. Fill me. For France. You're in me. You're inside me. I've bled on your cock.
And I will give you a little gift, monsieur. Will I kiss and look at your ear? Here, feel my fingertip press. There. Right on your arms. Oh, young man, I'm going to fill you with my finger while you feel it. Just lift your hips into her for me.
Oh, your breasts destroy me.
There. Feel my fingers sink into your arms. Such pleasure I will give you if you send me back to my room. And I will rub myself on your hip. Feel me curl my finger. Come here. No man has ever resisted my love. They want me. Do not resist. Squirrel me more and pop those hips for me like a good boy, monsieur. While your virgin rides your cock. Feel my finger curl and your arms are soft and tight enough. Oh, I love doing this to you. I adore those moans you make. Make more of them. Be loud for me, monsieur. Be loud for me. Come apart for me. I will make you come and come and come. Oh, monsieur. Oui, that's it. Just enjoy. Enjoy.
Enjoy me. Enjoy me. Oh, your hands on my naked French tits. I've bled on you. Have I with you? What a dream this is. I'm not still. You've taken me by storm. Make me a woman. Make me your woman.
I'm gonna come.
Oh, do it. Do it with my fingers dipped in your sweet honey.
No, Cleopatra.
Come, monsieur. Come in your sweet, tight virgin. Come with my fingers. I will come too, rubbing myself on your hot, beautiful body. Licking and kissing your neck, sweaty and hot where I'm pressed to you. Come for us.
Come in me, dream lord. Please come in me. Come inside me.
Come.
Yes. Are we both in me?
Are you man?
Sorcerer, you are conquered. Look at you, lying there flushed and panting, like a warrior dying on the battlefield. But it is such a sweet, sweet death. Get off him now, girls. Kiss me.
Oh, yes.
Your cock has slid from me. And your semen is leaking hot and sticky from my pussy. I'm so full of your cum. Your cum is trickling down my leg.
For friends. Run back to the mirror girls. He agreed to send you home. If you gave him such pleasure, and you have done so, he can't have lied. It would break his magic. Run home, sweet ones. Your beloved Paris, your Louis, your war tents of France await you.
Is it true? Do I get to go home to my Paris's arms? To his kisses? To his cock?
You do.
Oh, thank you, sorcerer. Thank you so much. I promise I will never forget being tied and ravaged in your bed. Here, I will cup your face gently in my hands, and now little Troy will give you the sweetest farewell kiss. Thank you for letting me go. I am so thankful. You are a good sorcerer. I will run now, quivering and naked, to leap through that mirror and into my lover's embrace. Oh, remember me, sorcerer. Oh, remember me in the tight clasp of my pussy.
You lie stretched across your bed like a lion after such a lucrative and satisfying fuck. I will never forget you either. Oh, take my bosom in your hands. Oh, oui, and kiss me. Kiss me, you beast. Oh, merci, merci. You have made Madame de Pompadour squeal in pleasure. You should feel honored. I feel honored. And now I will float dreamily down the hall to the mirror and gaze out of the clouds once again. Au revoir, you passionate beast. Au revoir.
I am shaken. There is blood on my thighs and your cum. And wetness soaking my thighs like wine. What have you done to me, monsieur? You. You wished me to have pleasure. The pleasure that burns a woman at least once before the English burn me. Oh. It was not a message you poured into my cunt, but a gift. Oh, I... Oh, I'm grateful. I will remember this gift when I wake. I will remember how your cock hurt me, how you made me scream, and how you made my whole universe burn away in a wildfire of passion. Until there was only you and your cock inside me, and I was floating in your castle in the clouds. You gave that to me. I can never say thank you enough. Oui. Oh, your hands on my breasts. Oh, hold my breasts. Hold my breasts. They're yours.
That's enough. You have to get home.
Almost I would rather stay. I would stay in your arms for eternity, Monsieur. You have conquered me.
But you can't stay, remember? Your people need you.
She's right. I will never forget you. Kiss me one last time, Monsieur, and taste my tears of parting on your lips. Oh. For France.
Well, it took you a while, but I did get those other captives out of your bed. What's that? I am also free to depart. Oh, but I told you, I am already home. I have worlds to conquer. Come here. That's it. Oh, you poor man. You don't think you have it in you to please another woman tonight. Ridiculous sorcerer. I am Cleopatra. I made Caesar crawl to get his face between my thighs night after night. Do you really think I can't keep you hard? Give me that cock. There. Feel my fingers soft and warm and stirring hot new life in your cock. Just caressing the head of your cock. My fingertips are still wet from Helen's pussy. Oh, feel me spread that wetness up and down your shaft. Your beautiful, farewell man. I will show you what you are capable of. I want this cock. I need this cock. I am going to fit this cock inside of me, and I am going to work such wild magic. Oh, you stay right there. Feel my hands press on your shoulders. You are going to stay right there while I ride you. Feel my tight heat. Close around your cock. Oh, my abductor. When you steal a woman away like a hungry god, you will keep your promise and ravish her. I'm going to take all of you and me now. Oh, Cyrus. Oh, you are so, so good. Oh, fill me, sorcerer, fill me. Fuck me until I can't breathe. Oh, yes. I'm rolling my hips so fast, just pumping your cock in me. I want a child to seal our pact, sorcerer, to rule whatever vast empire we build together. Just feel my juices drench your cock. You will spasm inside me and give me such hot, sticky seed. Oh, I'm fertile. I'm fertile as a Nile, and you will fill me. Feel me. Oh, my nails dig into your shoulders. Oh, plead for me. Oh, you're so good in me. Fuck me. Oh, no, Don't you come yet. Don't you come. Obey your queen. Grip my hips, my tits, my ass. Squeeze me, bruise me. Mark me with your fingers. Oh, that beast inside you that roars to conquer and devour. Let it out. Let it out for me. Oh, yes. 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 That's it, my king. Cover your mouth with my hand. Oh, my fingers pressing your cheek, forcing your head. Oh, back. Put your jaw at my neck. Oh, I ride you like an animal. Oh, I told you what would happen after you kidnapped a panther of Egypt. Now scream into my hand, fuck. I'm going to come. Oh, I'm going to clench your cock and come so hard. Make me pregnant, please. Come. Come now. Come inside of me. Come inside of me. God. Cyrus. Oh, not even Caesar fucked me like that. Oh, you animal. Oh, we are soaked in sweat. They'll never be able to clean these sheets. Oh, I can feel your semen in me, sticky and hot. Oh, such passion, such fire. I am so pleased with my abductor. I couldn't have chosen a better kidnapper. Let me lift my fingers from your mouth. I like your mouth. I really like your mouth. I will build pyramids to honor your cock. Your cock that fucks me so well. No sleep, my conqueror. And when we've rested and had some water to drink, we can go back to your mirror and summon up some people who will actually be useful in vanquishing a world. Oh, fine. You can have a slave girl or two as well. As long as you remember who your queen is. I don't plan on ever letting you forget. Now kiss me, my Caesar. Kiss me while my pussy still grips your cock.